terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You didn't watch it, did you, Buzz?
No, no, I did not.
You missed it. Was another good one.
Really? Another good one.
So and
you were telling me you know how to watch it the right way now.
Oh, and lucked into it.
The way?
Last night, got home, started talking to my gal about dinner. American Idol was on TV. We got our TV plates ready, got our meal ready. By the time we got to the TV room, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thank you, TiVo. We worked the time skip perfectly. We didn't watch any commercials. And we caught up to real time at 9:51.
Perfect.
So if you start watching American Idol like at 8:20 or 8:25 on a two-hour show,
right,
you catch the whole thing with no commercials with TiVo. Beautiful.
You get right up to the street musician, the fat street musician who was very out of touch like so many of them were.
And then if you want to, you got time to, you know, back up on the tone-deaf girl to see if, she was playing them or not.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Quite a few, you know, people that were there for their 15 minutes last night.
Like I was telling Janet last night when we were watching American Idol, at this point, the show's been on so long, a lot of these people know exactly what they're getting into. Like,
yeah,
the chick who had auditioned twice before and made it through, when she didn't make it,
her little Broadway melodrama speech.
Yeah, her meltdown. She had to know that was going to make TV. And at one point, I think Simon Cowell even said to her, "Why are you upset? You're going to be on TV again."
Yeah, exactly. And she had a good voice. She'd just been there three times, but she had to know that her little soliloquy was going to be broadcast on national TV.
So who was the best tard last night, do you think?
Not as good as the week before, either night. I mean, I think that it's hard. I like the psycho lady. The lady that couldn't sing.
With the cowboy hat, the tone-deaf lady.
And she began to sob uncontrollably after being giddy. And I also like the bouncy little black girl, the round little black girl.
She had dog teeth,
And she had dog teeth, and she was so upbeat. It was such a contrast.
That was
kind of pathetic, but it was real.
Was the cowboy hat girl, was she the one that said, "Here's my plan. To be the American Idol, you don't have to be a singer."
And that's the one that I like the most.
"And you're going to teach me how to sing?"
And I believe I said to Carla at that moment, I said,
"Beautiful.
She's ill. She's disturbed." I really think that, that's what I look for, you know, whether they are for real, whether they're legitimate. And she looked, you had that lady, that guy the week before, the big fat guy that was challenged. And then you had that lady last night who I believe she needs some serious help. She needs some very serious help.
And the one thing that they got to do away with, like that guy at the very beginning, the annoying guy who was on So You Can Dance, the guy who we don't know is gay, straight, Jewish, Italian.
The professional reality show contestant who is there without any desire to make the show. He's there for his 15 minutes.
Yuck. And if you were watching American Idol on DirecTV on satellite last night, you get the feed from the station in New York.
Yeah, they billboard this guy who's going to be there.
Yeah, and every time as they go to commercial, they go, "Tonight on Fox 5 New York." And it's that face, and he goes, "Hi, in case you didn't see enough of me, I'm back."
Yeah, and it's just tired act.
Yuck.
Yeah. You know, it's like Harvey Fierstein without the gravelly voice.
Buzz, I can't tell you what you're missing out on.
I don't think you can. I mean, I've seen it, and it just
and the best reality of all was the reality of Simon not showing up for the show because he was too hungover because they'd partied till the wee hours of the morning.
One of the contestants was screaming they were out drinking till 3 a.m.
Wow.
They start the show the second day without him.
Yeah, they actually don't have Simon there. I found myself at first being kind of pissed. I'm like, are they going to go the whole show without him being there?
And it was pretty worthless because you had Carol Bayer Sager doing her best Joan Collins impression, who hadn't said two words in the previous episode. Suddenly she was the one that was deciding who's going to go through and not going to go through.
Carol Bayer Sager, who could be 90 years old, but she's got so much of she's almost unrecognizable. She almost has a plastic head. So much makeup.
And she's not the real deal anyway. And I like the way that they dissed her. When I say real deal, she's not one of your all-time great.
Well, she's not a performer. She's more of a singer-song. Right. She's a singer-songwriter, but she's more of a songwriter.
But even in that case, they cheap her out when they were doing her bio.
You saw some of the songs. I'm like, wow.
They had Groovy Kind of Love.
That's what Friends Are For.
Written like in the 60s. And on that one, they made sure to say that she wrote that when she was married to Burt Bacharach. Like, she came up with a lot of her best stuff when she was working with Burt Bacharach, which is really his stuff.
Right.
She's one that definitely falls into the category. There was a montage of Simon not understanding things, and mispronouncing the names, and they had a future episode where there was a blonde sitting there at the judge's table, and I could recognize her.
Looked to me like Olivia Newton-John.
That's who I thought it was. Oh. That's Olivia Newton-John.
She's not been well.
Okay.
She's had face cancer, Mike.
And her husband is missing.
No, I don't think she's had face cancer. She's had some kind of cancer.
So that's who that was, Olivia Neutron Bomb?
Yep, she got like a Mac Davis face.
Been through some stuff. Okay, so that's who I thought it was.
Boob cancer. So last night, anyway, I had kind of lost track of time because we were watching this thing on TiVo with no commercials, and I guess at about 9:40, the phone rang. And at this point, American Idol is, to me, such serious business.
I know.
I don't chat with Rob or anything. Even at this point, even though it's preseason,
right.
I'm looking at it entirely differently now.
Sure.
Because now I'm thinking, maybe I can actually make my pick for the schmuck that's going to win this thing out of all these people that they're showing.
Right.
So there's no phone calls. There's no contact or anything. Phone rings. And I pick it up, and I'm like, hello? How dare you call now?
Right.
Thinking that it was Rob. And it turns out it was my daughter.
Oh.
And she said, hey, Daddy-O, what are you doing? I said, like everyone in America, I'm watching American Idol right now. I said, don't you watch the show? She said, no, I don't.
Oh,
no.
God bless her.
You like that, don't you, Buzz?
I do.
I said, I find that hard to believe. I said, are the kids asleep? And she said, yeah.
Huh.
I said, and you got the TV there? She said, yeah. I said, really, sweetie, I can't talk to you now. And she said, why? And I said, because it's American Idol. Okay, goodbye. I'll see you later.
It's a good television program.
I'll see you later. I hung up the phone, and I said to my girlfriend, I said, do you think I handled that right? I mean, was I like a dick with her? And turns out, no, I wasn't at all.
Right.
I was very polite with her.
Did you call back after the show?
Yeah, I called back at like at 10:01.
Good.
I said, hey, how you doing? She's like,
now, how are you?
Yeah, that was pretty. She said, well, is your show over? And I said, listen, it's everybody's show.
Well, in fairness to you, there are not a lot of people that, you know, we get laughed at when we say that, but we come in here and we talk about it. It is relative to what we do for a living. We kind of have to watch it.
Yeah, but
it's important to watch it. It's also fun to watch.
It's a stretch, though, because we don't have to talk about it.
But
really.
Everyone has been sucked in. My father, who didn't watch it for 4 seasons,
is now
on board.
Right.
And I was speaking to him on the way home last night, and I said, keep in mind, there's a 2-hour Idol tonight. And he said, 2 hours? That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you've got to be really careful how you refer to that.
That's
Dad.
How they yeah. get you. The 2-hour episode is fantastic.
It is wonderful, no matter how gay it sounds.
Wonderful.
Don and Mike show. Hey, you cats in the back room, I'm not getting anything on this screen right here. Oh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How are you? Hey, man, you were talking about watching the show 20 minutes later. That's an old TiVo trick. I mean, you're not a TiVo pro. That's what you do. That's how you miss the commercials every
sure.
show.
Understood. Understood. I know the concept of TiVo.
But sometimes your schedule does not allow for that. You're eager, and you want to say it, and you don't want to wait.
It didn't mean to imply that I had just learned that. It was just I lucked into the...
Who would not learn that the moment they had a TiVo installed?
I just lucked into the perfect...
You lucked into it. I thought you didn't know. I was wondering.
Nah, I just lucked into the perfect time last night where it was just the right time to start the show like at 8:25 and watch everything and back up what I wanted to see again
right.
and have a timeout perfectly for 10 p.m.
It's the best. It's the greatest.
That's the good trick. I just want to make sure you knew, man.
All right. Thank you.
He was looking out for you.
Absolutely.
You. Well, like I always say, Mike, who's looking out for you?
Thank ye.
You always
for.
Say that.
Who's
in the no-spin zone.
Go change your diaper, baby. Oh,
that kid enjoyed it. That kid that was kidnapped enjoyed it.
I don't know what happened to the Bill O'Reilly tapes. I got a drunk Nick Nolte tape.
Oh, that's always good.
This
really?
Is a brand new drunk Nick Nolte tape.
Oh, now
correct?
That's exciting.
This new?
Yeah.
From when?
An Australian radio station interviewed him at Sundance.
Okay, here we go. Drunk Nick Nolte.
Brad Blanks, Nick Nolte, how are you, sir?
I'm all right.
A film with animation, how do you handle going into a booth and stating these great lines?
Well, you just use the lines, you go in the booth, say the lines, you know?
It's different to acting, though, isn't it?
Not really, no. You're still lying.
Yeah.
You're lying for a living. That's what actors are, they lie. You're good liars for a living.
You have a wonderful Irish accent.
I don't know where up or something. You got to get a New York accent.
Now, being here in the snow, you come here a lot to enjoy it.
Yeah, I do.
How do you handle these wild nights of all these crazy people running around you?
Yeah, at 70, I don't. You know, I just, and I can't even get an erection anymore, so I, yeah.
You're a good-looking 54-year-old.
Yeah. No.
You're not 70.
Yes, I am. I was born in 1935.
Nick Nolte's not 70.
Yeah.
Nick Nolte, any advice for a young man like me?
Just, evolve into a new consciousness.
See you, Nick.
Bye, man.
I'll drink to that.
You get that in a bottle.
He sounded a bit like Joe Ardinger to me.
He sure did. I mean, that is a long day of drinking right there.
Evolved a new consciousness. I'm a teacher.
Well, that's a good tape.
Come on, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Howdy, what's up?
Hey, you know the best part of the show? I don't know if you've noticed how the people crash into the left-hand door, and then they all say at the same time, other door.
You know, hey,
I do enjoy that.
Now, that's a good point, and that's a point that I've wondered about. They do that on purpose. They have to, because it's someone's natural inclination when you're leaving a room like that to leave through the left-hand door.
I would think it would be the natural inclination to leave through the right-hand door like it is every time you go through a door like that. But they all go for the left door.
But
you have to think that they're doing it purposely because they all, in all together, other door.
Do you think they might tell them, use the left-hand door when you're leaving?
No, because someone would say, hey, you told me to use the wrong door. No. I think they're anxious to get out of the room.
Right.
And
they all seem to go, especially when they get rejected, they go for the left-hand door.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
They could unlock that second door. They leave it locked on purpose.
Of course
they
do.
Just don't ruin it. They can say that, and the editing then comes in, because somebody they want to make look bad, they show them running into the door.
Oh, listen, stop it, Oz.
Now, you are so excited.
Stop it. I've looked at it played back.
You're so excited, it sounds like you want to watch the show.
Notice from now on that contestants that perform well,
how would you know, Buzz,
leave through the door successfully,
how would
at least
you know,
according
friend?
To the editing.
How would you know?
That's what I'm saying. Because I've watched the show.
Do you think he's a closet viewer?
Yeah.
No, I watched one.
But no, you didn't.
You don't have to be a genius to figure it out, just by, you know, watching one.
You'll watch more than one.
No, I won't. No, I watched.
You have watched more than
for
one.
For me, it's not like potato chips. I had one. I'm full.
You really don't like it.
I really don't like
Is this, in general, a disdain for reality programming?
Generally, yes. Specifically, this one.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I think you watch it. I think you know a lot about it. I think that you walk by the TV and it's on, that you feign.
I would think if you like Letterman as much as he does, you'd like this.
You feign this, and Buzz,
that same sense of humor. I mean, it's really laughing at the misfortune of others.
Buzz, yeah, I went through a similar thing last year. I mean, I have no problem telling you. I watch the show every year. Last year's Everybody Heard.
Well, you had
to
a theory
withdraw.
Too. You were doing it in that being ahead of the curve thing. You had a hunch, did you not, that the show was going to tank? So you were hoping that you would be able to get
brilliant
credit for
hunch.
That.
Ahead of a the brilliant curve. Hunch. Right. It's too bad you didn't take all of your daughter's savings account and put it on in Vegas on my theory that American Idol was going to burn out after.
You
series,
really did
after year number five.
You did, and then you decided you'd come back once you realized that the ratings were as high as ever. Then you came back.
Yeah.
You came back to it. I know over the years.
At least I'm honest about
it. You sacrificed your personal taste for being on top of a trend before. You've actually attached yourself to movies you probably didn't really love, but because they were overwhelmingly successful, right. you've gotten on that bandwagon.
Oh, hey, did you get that free copy of The Departed in the mail?
No, I didn't. Was that for the Screen Actors Guild?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get a free copy. Cool. I might not have it. I'm usually a day behind you as far as getting that kind of stuff.
My poor girlfriend. She's so naive. You know, because she doesn't know. I mean,
have you ever voted?
Have I ever voted, in a presidential election?
Have you ever voted for the SAG Awards, Screen Actors Guild Awards? Have you ever
voted
for? I don't do it regularly, but I did once.
I do. I vote for the people that I don't think should win. Just because it's only one vote out of however many people who really are in SAG. I mean, we are in the Screen Actors Guild,
right.
But we're like in there on a goof thing.
Mm-hmm. So I can put you down for Penelope Cruz?
Go ahead. So yesterday I got home from work, maybe the day before or whatever, going through the stack of mail is there. And I said to my gal pal, I said, oh, look at this, Screen Actors Guild. I open it up. She goes, what's that? I said, well, it appears to be an advanced DVD copy of The Departed, that little film we saw in the theater with Jack Nicholson. She said, wow, how'd you get that? I said, I'm in the guild. And she looked at me as if I really was something, and I couldn't keep the charade up. I said, I said, no, no. Anyone that's had a line on a TV show is in a database that gets a copy of this DVD.
Right.
And then I said, but still, not everybody has it.
That's right. It's true.
Has it.
And I thank you again for that, because I would not be in that union if it wasn't for you.
You didn't speak.
Stealing a line on Babylon 5.
And every once in a while, I get something in the mail, like a card that says, you know, Screen Actors Guild invites you to go see whatever movie it is downtown. Go,
screenings.
Go,
yes.
Go for free. Go.
You can show your SAG cards, allegedly, at any theater in the United States and walk into the movies for free.
And get a free haircut.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how that SAG thing would go if you really
work.
It would work.
They have to.
If you go to a multiplex, really?
Guarantee it.
Yep. And lay down your SAG card?
Yep, they have to. It's part of their deal.
When you go out to see Click with Adam Sandler?
Are you kidding?
You could take your SAG card out, and I don't carry mine around, but you could take yours out, and do you carry yours with you?
Yeah.
You should only use it to see really bad movies. That's a good idea.
You know, we could do an experiment right now with Joe. He's not doing nothing. Right? Somebody get a newspaper.
Right.
And find a theater around here that has a showing. Uh-huh. And we'll send Joe out with his cell phone. And here you go. Screen Actors Guild member.
They're going to ask for ID.
Let me see that.
They're going to ask for further ID, though, I think.
But it's got my DJ name on it.
I know, but they're going to want to see a driver's license, I'm sure.
I don't think so, Buzz.
Man.
Because my driver's license doesn't say Don Geronimo on it.
No, that's true.
I don't have that.
Not anymore.
I never got one like this.
So
mine are like paper.
I get a new one every 6 months. Right. Do you pay your dues?
Yeah, I pay my dues. I got to check into that.
Oh, you don't get a fancy
plastic
one?
No, I don't get a fancy card. I got to update. Make sure that I'm up to date and all that crap.
Fancy plastic one.
That's really neat. I like that. I'd carry it around if I had that.
Expires April 30th, 2006. Member since 2000.
Mm-hmm. 6 years.
Expires when?
I don't know.
April 30th, 2006.
Oops.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll renew.
All right. Hold on a second.
You're obviously.
Do you have another
standard
one in there?
Hold on.
What are the dues?
No. I do not, Mike. All right. Scratch that idea.
Idea over.
Scratch that.
Oh, yeah.
Cancel that.
Okay.
But you know what? It might be you know what would be a good experiment if they don't pay attention to the date? If they just see the Screen Actors Guild.
Why don't we just wait? I'll see if I got one at home, or you see if you've got one at home that has the date on it.
I've gotten the, I get my after SAG card, but, you know, it's like, I got to check and see if I get that thing. I like that.
Because if you get the movies, I'd go. I mean, trust me, I'd go for free.
Sure.
You know me, if it's free, it's me.
You know what? I think you can flash that and get in. That's the way I understand. It's the benefit of being in the union.
I'm still heartbroken that I got that haircuttery card and then lost it and can't get another one.
I know. I understand.
I got my free $9 haircuts.
I know.
Seriously. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, Buzz. I think you're right about the American Idol door thing.
Well, we're in the minority, sir.
Well, I noticed last night that they actually had it wedged shut with wooden wedges.
I think they think it's hilarious, and in a way it is.
So when you saw Ryan Seacrest outside, you could see that they had the door wedged shut?
They had two wedges and one of those rubber wedges.
They love that gag.
Somebody told Ryan Seacrest as well that it's funnier when he doesn't say anything to the people.
Oh, he's getting so good at that. And he did it at the very end with the tragic little girl.
With the last guy?
With the girl with the dog teeth that was so upset.
Oh, no, you're right with her mama coming out there.
Oh, it was so pathetic. And a different girl came outside a moment later, and she was just so heartbroken.
It was great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing very well, thanks.
I'm using my SAG card tonight to go see Blood and Chocolate.
That's the finger guy, isn't it?
No, I'm not the finger guy. The end, 107.9, the end is putting the show on.
Blood, is this like a funny caller from Sacramento?
Seriously, hello, Donovan.
There he goes, listening to himself on the radio.
That's
a guy making a joke about that the Sacramento thing. And as we all learned from DJ Mancow yesterday, there's nothing to laugh about in radio anymore.
Blood and Chocolate. I'm not sure I got that joke.
New vampire movie coming out. I'm not sure I would have gone that way comedically.
I think it has something to do with the lady who died, right?
Yes,
is that what he was talking about?
The lame connection he was trying
to. Is there really a movie called that coming out?
Yeah.
Blood and Chocolate?
Should be good.
Who stars in it?
I don't remember, but the book is highly acclaimed.
I know what it's about.
Is it dirty?
Vampires, so maybe.
It's about
you.
It's about Rob's butt.
It's about his ulcerative colitis.
It's about colitis. Blood and chocolate.
Ah, yes. One leads to the other.
See the sequel. Pile of blood.
Wow.
Hello there, Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Hey, what's happening, Dominic?
Hey, nothing. What's up?
Hey, I think the reason that they locked that door like that is to set up the shot outside of the room. Usually the family's standing there. They don't want to whack them with the door.
Come on now. You really think they put that much thought into the welfare of the families?
Maybe after the first one got whacked. I don't know.
It's Fox.
All right, thank you.
Hey, and does Seacrest not say Seacrest out anymore? Is he too cool for that now or what?
Dude, that's so Dunkelman. Please get out of here
He's grown since then.
Get out of there. Buzz?
All right.
Without, I hate giving Ryan Seacrest credit.
Yeah.
He is much better on that show.
And I believe the reason you and I both like him this year is because of that silence. You know, he made me laugh when he was dancing with the people out in the, you know, in the group when he was just had that. He's taken it to, you know what he's done? He's dialed it down a notch where he's
correct.
Not Joe friendly. And he's got that kind of monotone look on his face. And he's dancing with them and just being like, I'm cool. And he's making me laugh this year. He really is making me.
He
also called, you know, when he said that to Simon. Well, I guess somebody's a bitch today.
Mm. And what did Simon Cowell say last night that I thought was very true? He says lots of true stuff on that show. He was saying to someone, hey, the showbiz is you kick them when they're down. You're never going to get
Best friends auditioned, and they both got through, and the second girl who was untrained was told that she has a better voice, and she said, oh, I do think she's got a better voice, and that's when he said to her, you should learn to kick them when they're down.
And then what he said after that, which was kind of off mic, was, and it was true, he said, it's the way I am with Ryan. I like him a lot. And that was something that he said that was kind of muffled off mic. And what he was saying, you know, is, you know.
Well, it's true. And it's funny. They both go after each other when they screw up and they go after each other. You know that Ryan Seacrest and Simon both like each other. But when they screw up on that show, it's very similar to the way we do this show. Mm-hmm. You know, we like each other a lot. However, if anybody on this show makes a mistake, we all attack. It's the real way show business is supposed to work.
Right, Monster Garage. I was my American Chopper. That's the show, the Tuttles.
With the Tuttles, the Toitles.
The Tuttles. The Tuttles will be on today. American, let me just write that down.
American Chopper.
American
And Orange Chopper. County is just over the Jersey line.
Ah.
Gotcha.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.